by a man named Ash Hay. Who's heard of Ash Hay? He's a footballer. Put your hand up if you heard of Ash Hay. Okay, Alan and Gordon. Okay, so that might give you an indication of what football team Ash Hay plays for. There's two teams in Dundee, and the both folks who put their hand up there are Dundee Football Club supporters. Ash Hay is a centre forward. He's 22 years of age, and he plays centre forward for Dundee United. I think he had quite a good season, scored against Celtic, scored against Dundee United, I'm sure, didn't he? No? Oh, he did he? Sandy's saying, please don't remind me of that. Now, the reason Ash Hay is going to read our reading for us this morning, you know, last week we started our summer series on single verses in the Bible on the faithfulness of God. So rather than getting folks up who are on the rota to come and just read one single verse, Bill actually had the idea of trying to look for different folks to record the verse for us. So it was a really good idea, so thank you, Bill. So I contacted Matty Blakeman. A lot of you will know Matty from his time as a young person in this church. Matty's the pastor at Hillbank Church. He's also the sports chaplain at Dundee Football Club. So I muted the idea with Matty, and he sent me this video literally within about 10 minutes. He got Ash to do it for us, so I'm really pleased. We also have a Dundee United player coming up in the next few weeks, so just to make sure that I'm not biased towards one side. We have some different people as well. I've contacted a few different folks. Sadly, Rangers said no to me. This is the truth. I was absolutely raging. You know, Big Stuart that came a few weeks ago, he's my friend, he's doing his probation at Glasgow Cathedral. Now, Mark, the minister at Glasgow Cathedral, Mark Johnson, he's the chaplain at Glasgow Rangers Football Club. Stuart works for Rangers. Stuart does part-time comms for Rangers, and he still said no. Can you believe that? They actually said no. We contacted Marvin Andrews. If you remember Marvin Andrews, he's a pastor in a church in Kirkcaldy. We even contacted him through Rangers, and he said no as well. So that's disappointing, isn't it? Very disappointing. But we've had a few people who have said yes, and we'll surprise you with that over the next few weeks. So that's just a wee background to the video that's just about to come up. Our reading this morning, it's from Lamentations chapter 3, reading verses 22 to 23, and Ash Hay will now read it for us. Let's now come before the Lord again in prayer. Heavenly Father, as we come now to hear your word preached, we ask that you would pour out your Holy Spirit on us. Lord Jesus, we ask that you speak to us through these verses about your faithfulness that never fails. We confess, Lord, that too often we can doubt your goodness when life becomes hard and we cannot see a way forward. So help us this morning to learn more about trusting in your character, even when we cannot see your ways. Spirit of the living God, anoint your word now with heavenly power. Open our hearts to receive the encouragement and hope that comes from knowing that you are faithful in all things. O God, we ask that you would claim victory over all our doubt and discouragement that might get in the way of us hearing from your voice this morning, and the words of comfort and hope that you want us to hear. In the loving name of Jesus we pray. Amen. So a few years ago, one of the churches I was at, I got to be involved with a family through a very difficult time pastorally. It's one of the great privileges of ministry. It's one of the great blessings and privileges of my ministry to be alongside people in pastoral situations. I think there's no greater honour than to be with people through the difficult and tough situations that they go through. And this family, I'd done a lot of work with them. The husband had lost his job. Their young son was diagnosed with a very serious illness. He sadly went on a few years later and died. And they were facing the real possibility of losing their home. The wife told me later that she'd got to the stage, and I hear this a lot, she'd got to the stage where she genuinely wondered if God cared about them at all. But then, you know, something amazing happened. She said that one morning she was sitting in her kitchen, or it was her living room, I think. She was feeling completely overwhelmed and hopeless when she noticed something that she'd never really noticed before. She said that outside her window, she saw the sun coming up through the clouds. And you know, she realized that through all of her chaos and worry, the sun was still coming up every single morning. Every single day without fail, the sun had risen. You know, in that moment, she said that she remembered that God was faithful. It was hard for her. Her life was tough. There was many challenges still to come. But she knew that she worshipped a faithful God, even when her life was falling apart. And that's what we're looking at today from Lamentations chapter 3, verses 22 and 23. As we continue our summer preaching series, it's week 2 now, on single verses in the Bible on the faithfulness of God. And remember, I don't know if you know this, but if you miss any of these sermons, so if you happen to miss a Sunday morning and you want to catch up on the sermons, all you have to do is go to the Craigowl Church website, and there's a section up there that says Sunday, and you just drop down to sermons. You can listen to all of the past sermons on there. You don't get the full service, but you get the sermon, so it's really worthwhile if you've missed it. And these verses this morning, they come right in the middle of one of the most tragic books in the whole Bible. And yet, they have some of the most powerful words that we will read about God's faithfulness. But what's the context? Well, the book of Lamentations, it was written during one of Israel's darkest times in their history. Jerusalem had been destroyed, the temple was in ruins, and God's people had been taken into exile. Everything that they'd trusted in, their city, their temple, their way of life, their homes, everything had been taken away. The writer of Lamentations, thought to be the prophet Jeremiah, was living through this tough time. He had watched his city burn, seen his people carried away as prisoners. Much confusion and lots of things going on. You know, he was trying to work out why God would allow so much suffering. Wow, have we asked that question ourselves? I'm sure we have many times. Why would God allow so much suffering? You know, I answer that question, don't I, a wee bit tongue-in-cheek when folks say to me, why doesn't God do something about all the badness in the world? And I say he could. He could start striking people down tomorrow for badness and evil, but he might start with you and he might start with me. You know, there's not a person left if God, you know, if God starts dealing with that in that way. But we know he did and he sent Jesus, and we'll come to that later. But that is a question when we go through things. Why would God allow so much suffering? You know, the problem of human suffering is a very real issue. And I've spoke about this before. I did a whole essay at university, a whole section on this. The problem of human suffering. You know, it's a very, very real thing that we have to face. So, you know, the book of Lamentations, it's not written by someone sitting comfortably in life and everything's going well. This is written by someone who is living through some real pain and real loss. And we've all been there. And that's what makes today's verses so special. Right in the middle of this book of mourning and grief, we find these incredible words of hope and God's faithfulness. I'll read it. I'm not as good as Ash here at reading it, but I'll read it. It says, because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed. For his compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. Now just think about that for a wee moment. The person writing these had lost everything. So he had every reason to doubt God's goodness and God's faithfulness. And yet through all of that pain and confusion, he says these words with absolute certainty. Great is your faithfulness. And this morning I want us to look at some truths from these verses that can transform how we face the difficult times in our own lives. The first truth is this. God's love protects us from being completely consumed by our circumstances. Notice how the verse begins. It says, because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed. Not consumed. The word consumed is a really powerful word. It means to be completely destroyed, to be wiped out. Jeremiah is saying that despite all that has happened, all of the pain and all of the loss, God's love has stopped them from being completely destroyed. And you know, that is such good news for us today. When we are going through difficult times, whether it's health worries about us or those that we love the most, worries about our children, our grandchildren, our families, relationship problems, financial pressures, the death of those that we love, or any other kind of pain, we can hold on to this truth that God's love protects us from being completely consumed by our circumstances. That does not mean that God's love stops us having difficulty and pain. Absolutely not. These times are sore. The writer of Lamentations was absolutely feeling both of these things. But it does mean that God's love sets a limit on how much damage those difficulties can do to us. Think about it this way, when you're going through a really tough time, and I know some of us are going through that just now, have you ever felt like you were at breaking point, like you could not last another day with that pain, but then somehow you found the strength to keep going and take the next step and actually get through the day? Well, you know, that's God's love protecting us from being completely consumed by our circumstances. It's not our strength that gets us through those times. Absolutely not. It comes only from God. The second truth is this: God's compassions never fail. The verse says, for his compassions never fail. The word compassions here, it means God's deep love, his deep care for his people. And the amazing thing is that Jeremiah doesn't say that God's compassions sometimes fail, or they nearly always never fail, or they never fail, or they fail when we deserve it, or they fail when things might get really, really, really bad. He says they never fail. Never. Not once. Not ever. Not one single time do they fail. This means that no matter what we are going through, how dark things are, God's compassions towards us have not failed. They are still there and they are still active. I think sometimes, we spoke about this last Sunday, sometimes I think we can fall into this trap of thinking that God's compassions are dependent on our performance. You know, if we're doing well spiritually, if we're reading our Bible, if we're praying more, if we're going to church more, if we're serving the church more, if we're being nicer people, then God shows us his compassions. But when we're struggling and we're not our best, then maybe God's compassions are taken away from us. But that is not what the Bible teaches. God's compassions are based on his character, not on our performance. We said that last Sunday. God's compassions are based on his character, not on our performance. They fail because he never fails. And the third truth is this: God's faithfulness is new every morning. The verse says, they are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. That's such a lovely picture, isn't it? God's faithfulness come to us new every single day. That means that no matter how bad yesterday went, how many mistakes we made, how much we struggled, how much we doubted, how much we failed ourselves, others, and God, or how much we fell short of what we know we should have been doing, when we wake up in the morning, God's faithfulness is completely new that morning. Yesterday's failures do not cancel out today's faithfulness. When I was getting discipled in my early Christian days, someone told me that. I love that. Yesterday's failures do not cancel out today's faithfulness. God's faithfulness is not like a bank account that gets less in it, gets empty the more we take money out. You know, all of this is really encouraging, but I think the question is this: how can we know that God's love and faithfulness never fail? How do we know that these aren't just some wishful, hopeful words written, some lovely words written by someone trying to encourage himself in a dark time? Well, the answer, it's found in the gospel, the good news of Jesus. You see, the ultimate proof of God's love is that he sent his son to die for us. Romans chapter 5, verse 8 says that God demonstrates his love for us in this: while we were sinners, Christ died for us. So the cross is the guarantee that God's love will never fail. Just think, if God was willing to sacrifice his own son for us while we were living outside of his will, just think how much more he'll care for us now that we are his children. And Jesus' resurrection is proof that God's compassions never fail. The same power that raised Jesus from the dead is the power that works in our lives today. So how do we apply all that we've heard? How do we apply this to our daily lives? I've put in 3 takeaways this week again, because Gavin gave me some good feedback last Sunday. He liked how the takeaways were written down, so I've done the same thing this morning. The first takeaway is this: when we wake up every morning, we should tell ourselves that God's faithfulness is new for us that day. Before we look at our phone, I say that because alarms are very difficult. How many people in here has an alarm that's on their mobile phone that gets them up in the morning? Your hand up? Yep. Pretty difficult. A lot of alarms now are on my mobile phone, which makes it very, very difficult not to check for notifications or check for all the things that we tend to check for in the morning on my phone. Put your hand up if you do that. You can be honest here. How many people in here have checked their notifications on their phone before they even get out of their bed in the morning? Hand up. Yep, phew. Difficult, isn't it? Absolutely. And just think, we've not had a chance then, even thank God for a new day. We've literally been straight into thinking about other things, and we've not had a chance to thank God for this new day. So before we start worrying about the day or checking our notifications or worrying about our problems or what we've got to do in that day, before we even go to the toilet in the morning, we should tell ourselves that God's faithfulness is new and fresh for us that day. We should then thank God for a new day and remember that God's faithfulness for us is always, always new for that day. Next, number 2, when we're going through tough times, remember that God's love protects us from being completely consumed. I know that during these times it is hard. It is really hard. But again, we spoke about that last Sunday morning. You'll have heard me talking about my friend Barry in Dumbarton. Barry's a great guy. Barry said to me before, I was going through a difficult time and I started sharing some of my stuff with Barry. And Barry said to me, Chris, I just want to remind you that you've got a 100% track record that everything's going to be all right. And I said, 100? He says, yep, not 99, not 98, not 99.5. A 100% record that everything's going to be all right and things are going to work out. And I said, how do you know that? He says, because you're here today. You're in front of me. It has worked out. So, and it's so true. What does it always say? It's a lifetime of work that God is doing in us to get us to fully trust him. You think about all the things that have been brought through in the past, the times where we thought we wouldn't get through a single day with that pain, and here we are, still here today, still together, and still serving. I believe that the evidence of what God will do comes from what we know he has done in the past, and we only have to look through our own journeys to see that. The final application is this: when we are tempted to doubt God's care for us, remember that his compassions never fail. His care is always constant. They're not dependent on our performance or circumstances. They are based in his character. And God's character never changes. Oh, ours change, but the wind, ours change. But God's character never changes. Always, always the same. So this morning, I want to challenge each of us to believe what God says. When the writer of Lamentations said, "Great is your faithfulness," he was speaking from a place of pain and loss. But he made a choice to trust in God's character instead of his own circumstances. And I wonder, are we willing to do the same? Are we willing to stand on God's faithfulness even when we cannot see it? Are we willing to trust in his love even when we cannot feel it? You know, this isn't about pretending that everything's fine when it's not. Absolutely not. If you know me, you'll know that I speak often about the loss that we've suffered, the deaths that we've had in the family, and the people we've lost close to us. We know that life shows up. The reality of life can be extremely painful. And the writer of Lamentations was very honest about his pain and his confusion as well. He was extremely honest. But in the middle of that honesty, he chose to put his hope in the character of God that never ever changes. You know, whatever you're facing today, remember these truths. God's love protects us from being completely consumed by our circumstances. God's compassions never fail. They're based on His character, not on our performance. And God's faithfulness, well, it's new every morning, fresh and always ready for today's challenges. And all of this is guaranteed by the gospel of Jesus Christ. Because of what Jesus has done for us on the cross, we can be absolutely sure that God's love and faithfulness will never fail. The same God who brought His people through the destruction of Jerusalem, who carried them in exile, and who eventually brought them home, is the same God who is with us today. His love has not failed. His compassions have not run out. And His faithfulness is just as sure today as it was when Jeremiah wrote these words 2,600 years ago. Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for His compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is Your faithfulness. So let us declare with confidence today, even in the midst of our struggles, great is Your faithfulness. O Lord, great is Your faithfulness. Amen. Well, let us again join our hearts together in prayer. Faithful God, we thank You for Your word to us this morning. We thank You that Your love protects us from being consumed by our circumstances, and that Your compassions never fail. Lord Jesus, we ask that You would help us to trust in Your character, even when we cannot understand Your ways. When we are tempted to doubt Your goodness, would You remind us of the cross, where You showed Your love for us beyond any shadow of a doubt. Holy Spirit, we ask that You would write these truths deep in our hearts. When we face difficult days, would You bring these verses to our minds? Lord, would You help us to wake up every morning with the confidence that Your faithfulness is fresh and new for us that day? God of grace, we confess that we often judge Your faithfulness by our circumstances rather than Your character. Forgive us for the times that we have doubted Your love or failed to trust in Your faithfulness. And thank You, Lord, that Your love never fails and Your compassions never run out. Lord, would You help us to live in the confidence of these truths and to be witnesses to others of Your love that never fails or ever changes. In the beautiful and very precious name of Jesus we pray. Amen. We will continue.